Yeah. The microphone messiah. Yeah, yeah. It's the microphone messiah. I missed the no days off.
Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, your mother's favorite podcaster, aka the microphone messiah, the current reigning, always defending Bulletcast podcast champion. And I'm joined here by Poison Scarlet and Brandon Tanguma, a man that could cash in his bullet cash in the bank, but he's not going to because he knows better. It's going to be a Damian Sandow, John Cena, Baron Corbin situation. You're going to go to cash in, but
I'm just letting you have your fun, Philip. It's been a while since you've been champion.
It has been a while. It has. And we are not alone, ladies and gentlemen. We are joined by Marley of the High Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. What's up? Hello, everybody.
Marley,
how are you?
It's been a pleasure. You know, we've talked about months for you coming on to record something, so here we are.
We're finally here. Who would have thought?
Yes, off of a whimful conversation yesterday, here we are. So why don't you tell the BC listeners a little bit about yourself and the podcast and the things you do?
Well, hello, listeners. My name is Marley. I host the High Wrestling Podcast. It's a podcast I started about 2 years ago, where I get high and I talk about wrestling. And it's kind of just evolved because it started, I just needed an outlet to talk about wrestling. And I sponsored a show back in June, and it's kind of grown because now I work with Full Queer. I kind of do everything with Full Queer, like wherever they need me, all hands on deck. And I manage Adventures in Science here and there. And I just vlog shows, talk about shows on the podcast, all things wrestling.
Yes, it's just I saw you at UGWA. I did some commentary. I got to do the whole show. That was nice. And then Katie was the ring announcer. How was your experience at UGWA this past weekend?
UGWA was fun. It was my first Devil's Night, and it was beautiful because wrestling and Halloween, two of my favorite things. It was like, I think I said it on my show, but it was a season finale, if I had ever witnessed a season finale. Like, if I'm binging something, that's something I would want to see. Like, that's the suspense, the twist. Like, I'm still thinking about Jordan Cruz and Dave Dutra, because that was probably, like, my favorite match of the night.
Yes, I mean, I want to give it to Slash, man. Indies normally don't have stories. They're just matches each show. So that's a two-year-long story that was concluded yep. That night. I mean, and then you have the story of, you know, last year's Devil's Night, Dave Dutra went in as the champion and lost to Sandra Moon. Can lightning strike twice? You know, and it did. And, you know, just that was a great story that was told. Sandra Moon made her return, and then, you know, she challenged Dark Sheik for the championship of Sharks, and Nick Xander and Alex Ace joining the graveyard shift, and Doc Atrocity has his whole just group of minions, and he's a real puppet master, and all these other things that are going on. And Zara had a great match. It was
don't forget Brooks. That Jaya Jewel also joined the
yes,
Jaya Jewel. Oh, yeah, at the very end
when Juicy put Jaya through that Modelo board, I said, my reaction was legit. I was like, oh my god,
I was standing like where his back was, so I like watched it from that angle. It was very
he's really a crazy Cajun, man. Shout out to Jaya, man. Nonetheless, still the Beast of the East champ. Brittany Brooks made her UGWA debut. That was cool to see her over there. Yeah,
she's super nice.
I love that her finisher is it's Brittany, bitch. I love it.
I know, right?
That was
can we please get her on the show? Can we interview her, please?
I will reach out. I will see where she'll be at, and I'll be at, and we'll try to make something happen there. Katie, good job on the ring announcing. And but you know what? I have to put this over. Katie's mother made some chili for the people in the back. Listen.
I hear there is some heat that is going to happen. My mom specifically made a bowl of chili for Jaya because he was so excited about it, but he was wrestling last. And somebody in the back found his bowl of chili and ate it. And my mom is mad. And she was like, you need to beat up whoever stole your chili bowl.
I know who ate. I, I have confirmation. I know who ate the chili.
Really?
Yes, I will not say. I will not say it all. I will not say.
We'll
that.
Take. We will take it offline.
I may just kayfabe it, because once you find out who ate it, I don't think you're gonna want to mess with them.
Well, I mean, it could be the grounds for another match.
I don't think you're gonna want to do that.
The chili championship match.
But the chili was great. The cornbread. It wasn't cornbread. It was cone. Scrumptious. I loved it. Marley, you went to the Oasis Pro Showcase, huh? How was that? Is that okay? Is that all right?
I did go. It was pretty fun. It was like, it was very different from a regular show, but it was nice to see like what everybody was learning and just to see how far everybody is. Very nice. Very nice. Yes, kind of gives me the itch.
Hey, you know. November 11th, there was a tryout from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Oasis Pro Dojo, a couple hours before year one goes down at Gilman Brewery.
You may see me. You may see me.
Yeah, yes, you never know. You never know. All but right. If not,
2024 for sure.
Yes. Brandon, you were at the showcase. How'd you like it?
Oh, yes, I was at the show, Philip. Great time. It was a quick little hour show. There's a few matches. Got to see some of the students. I don't know if most of them or all of them had their first match there, but I know some did, and it was a good time. Haven't been at an indie show in, I don't know if it's been a year, but it's damn near close.
No, you were, we went to the, what you call it? We went to,
I mean, like kind of like as a fan type thing, you know, we do some work, you know, we work with the Collectible Stampede shows, but you know, like a West Coast show or
Russell,
an show.
No,
it's been a while.
Was it Revolution Weekend? We were at West Coast together. Yeah. That's right. I remember we were there, but shout out to the showcase. I heard everybody did a great job. That's Sancho Demira guy. I heard he's, Jesus. That guy.
Greener than goose, you know.
Okay, don't get your ass beat now. Hold on. Oh, okay, hold on now. Let's get into the SmackDown recap. There was a contract signing between Roman Reigns and LA Knight. Yeah, LA Knight just brushing past, didn't even acknowledge the tribal chief. Roman does his usual shtick of, he loves this line, that, have you even had a championship match before? You know, so he does that. LA Knight, you know, he brought up the suffering succotash. Roman flips the tables on him. Jimmy comes out there to make the save. Marley, what were your thoughts on this whole segment?
I thought that it was your typical Roman Reigns segment, but the fact that LA Knight just walked past Roman Reigns, that's what actually like pulled me in, because, you know, I had a feeling Roman was going to go in and do his usual spiel, his usual shtick, but I'm so behind LA Knight. Anything that LA Knight does, I'm just there. Even though I know he's not going to win on Saturday, but, you know, I feel like Roman is setting him up to be a big star, especially with that segment. Because if you could just walk past Roman Reigns, not even acknowledge him, that's huge.
Yeah, he's in a spot where, you know, people believe, like, oh, he could be the guy to do it. But, you know, we know what we know. That, you know, that's not going to happen. But the guys that have been in that position that have lost to Roman are doing just fine. Look at Sammy, look at Jay, look at Cody. Katie, right. What did you think of this segment?
I completely agree with Marley. This is setting up LA Knight to get a massive rub from Roman Reigns, not necessarily winning the title, but still just getting that star power boost from having a match with Roman Reigns at a PLE, huge deal. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with LA Knight as we continue throughout the year, where he goes for Survivor Series and so on. But yeah, I agree. Like we all know what's going to really happen at Crown Jewel this weekend, it was a good promo.
Yeah.
You don't have to go over to go over. It's one of those. Brandon.
Philip.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I very much enjoyed LA Knight's promo. The bypass I thought was great. You know, there might be some deficiencies with LA Knight, you know, in ring wise, but when it comes to just the way he carries himself and his talking, just outstanding. And I mean, we haven't really gotten someone like this going up against Roman Reigns. I mean, almost ever, just because he's so nonchalant and just so full of himself. Not like in a bad way, obviously, but I think it's, you know, it's what I like most about wrestling. It's just a guy talking crap, and he's gonna try to back it up. Probably won't. Stay tuned for the predictions. But yeah, I just absolutely loved everything about it and just kind of showcased what LA Knight does so well in this segment.
Yeah, I watched his sit down with Caleb Braxton. They have all that footage of him from, you know, Tough Enough and all the little extra stuff he's done. Kind of want them to, you know, like, use it. Like, he's a real journeyman, you know what I'm saying? Like, from Championship Wrestling from Hollywood to Impact and NWA and doing all this stuff to finally be in here, you know. I'd like to see them do some stuff like that. John Cena has a segment. He questions if he has what it takes anymore. Paul Heyman comes out there, thanks him for 20-plus years of service, but he says it's all coming to an end at the hand or at the thumb of Solo Sikoa and that spike. Solo comes out there, beats up John Cena, as AJ Styles made famous with that phrase back in the day. Quick thoughts on the whole segment with Big Match John and Solo.
John Cena wasn't as insufferable as he has been in the past. So thumbs up, I guess.
Yeah, I think Cena knows, like, the end is coming in terms of his WWE career. So I think he's trying to really do what he can to elevate, much like Roman is elevating LA Knight. I think he's doing the same with Solo.
Yeah, I agree. It's about putting over the new talent now and giving other people the time to shine. I do hope that we are going to see a win from John Cena this weekend. But
yeah,
even if he doesn't, the fact that he's still maintained such star power, I mean, there's a reason they call him the GOAT.
Well, yeah, but
they need to chill with that. They have just beaten that thing into the ground so much that it's annoying.
Why? Is John Cena nothing? I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time, sure. Who is the greatest?
It's just another marketing scheme from WWE overplay.
Well, who is the greatest of all time?
I think there is a conversation for numerous people, and I would argue John Cena is not the greatest of all time, but
I mean, you know,
he's in the conversation.
My go-to is Ric Flair, but you know, Ric Flair, he'll say either Shawn Michaels or Steve Austin.
I would go Steve Austin as my personal greatest of all time.
Yeah, like people have like, you know, like their like favorite, like their favorites in like movies or other sports.
I feel like we do this every 25 episodes.
But then there's a guy that holds, you know, like somebody's favorite boxer is probably, oh my God, what, who can I say? George Foreman. Somebody's favorite boxer is probably George Foreman. Who do people often associate as the greatest of all time in boxing? An a la Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying? There are things like that. We could have that. Maybe that's a so what do you want to talk about? We can do an episode like that later on. Cedric Alexander battles Dragon Lee. Great contest. Alexander comes up short. I'm glad Cedric has finally gotten a chance to really showcase what he can do again. It looked like the Hurt Business was going to be the upper echelon for him, but you know, it was during the pandemic. There were no fans, and that's no longer a thing, unfortunately. Street Profits get a big win over LWO. They have new music. They have different gear. This feels like a real change. I like that. We needed that. Yeah.
I really liked the new gear. That was something that elevated them to me. The new music I'm okay with. Like, I'm glad for the full change, but it's the gear is where it sold to me.
Yes. All right, let's see. Outside of the ring, Vlad, Superfan Doc, they've been working on this for a number of years, WWE has, and on the WWE Network, if you still have that, if you're outside of the U.S., it dropped. And then
people have a VPN. We don't
need like I said, if you're outside of the U.S., it dropped. And then, you know, over here in the U.S., it dropped on Peacock. And yeah, I watched it earlier. Yeah, but he was before, you know, your Frank the Clown and your Brock Lesnar guy and your green shirt guy. He was the original super fan. He was at all, everything during the 80s and 90s and in the early 2000s. And it's just a great documentary. I mean, this guy who he the only two things he loved in this world the most were his mother and wrestling. And unfortunately, his mother is no longer with us. May she rest in peace. And in the doc, you can see how that really broke him up and how, you know, wrestling kept him here. I mean, he said he tried to commit suicide a couple times and, you know, wrestling saved his life. So it's just the fandom and the magic of what this business is can truly help people, man. It's a fantastic documentary. Have any of you guys seen this or aware of this, Brandon? Okay. No. Marley, please.
I was going to say, I'm aware of it. It's in my list. I just haven't gotten around to watching it because this past weekend I was busy.
No, yeah.
Well, the higher-ups told me to watch it. You know, I always listen to the higher-ups. I do whatever they tell me to do, even though sometimes they yell at me for not doing it correctly. But I did watch it, to be honest. Did not really know too much about Vladimir just because, as you said, kind of he was an 80s and 90s guy, and I wasn't watching wrestling at that time. So it kind of doesn't – he doesn't stick out to me, but – I thought it was a good documentary. There's been some controversy because they were like ready to show it and then they didn't and it got pushed back and now finally it did show up and it kind of you can kind of tell in the documentary because a lot of it does center around COVID during the 2020, you know, to 2021 time. And you know, it was very interesting because I didn't know too much about him. And then as you kind of alluded to, it takes a real dark turn that I was not expecting kind of 20 minutes in, and I was like, oh, okay, we're going here. And yeah, he just, the one question is they always say of like, you know, how does he get the tickets or whatever? And of course they don't get into that. It's just, he's a big wrestling fan or sorry, sports entertainment fan, which they had that on the little cry on lower third of like his friend. It was like super sports entertainment fan. I wanted to throw my shoe through the television when I saw that.
Why? It is sports entertainment.
If you ask them, you ask Vladimir, you ask whoever the other guy was, they are not going to say we are big sports entertainment fans. They will either say they're big WWE fans or they're big wrestling fans. What are you talking
about, bro? We're sports entertainment podcasters.
Yes, we're sports entertainment Oh, I can't even say it. I start getting choked up. And
Katie, are you aware of this documentary? Have you seen it?
Honestly, I was not aware of the documentary, and no, I have not seen it, but it is now on my watch list.
It is something. Outside the ring, also, MLW's come. They've released some superstars. Alexander Hammerstone, former heavyweight champion over there, and also members of SST, Lance Anawai and Big Taco, my dog, Juicy Finau. All these guys are going to land on their feet. Hopefully, I'm sure they will find work very, very soon. Inside of the ring, Brian Danielson is injured. Apparently, broke his orbital, and he will be out for the rest of the year. I was really looking forward to seeing Brian Keith versus Brian Danielson.
Oh, yeah. I saw
BK on Saturday down at PCW Ultra, which that show was awesome this weekend. They do a great job over there, man. Yeah, I saw BK. We were chopping it up about it, man. And he was excited to see what could have came of that, man. So, oh, God. I know you're a big D-Bry or Brian Danielson fan, Brandon. How do you feel?
I am, and it's sad. Just another injury. And I mean, the reality is he's getting up there. He wrestles a physical style. And I mean, the injuries have kind of been stacking up these last couple years. And he says he's on the verge of retirement. I don't know if this pushes it back or it just, you know, accelerates that process. But it just sucks, especially, you know, someone who is going to be going to full gear in a couple weeks. And I was hoping that maybe, you know, there'd be some Danielson participation in that on that show, and now there won't be, so that sucks.
You're going to full gear? When is that?
That's in 2 weeks at this time, and honestly I'm a little more excited going to the football game the day after than going to full gear at this point.
Then why go to full gear?
You know, it's in town.
How much was your ticket? $20?
It was like $50, and it's like the upper deck.
Okay, I see.
Which usually if I were to go, I would maybe not completely splurge, go full Vladimir out here, but I would probably get decent tickets. But I was like, upper deck, that's good enough for me.
Given when Vladimir was going, I mean, it's the 80s and 90s. I mean, cheap.
Front row tickets probably were like $50 or less.
Yes, yes, yes. Ronda Rousey's return to the ring. She was at Lucha Vavoom last week in a multi-person tag. And it's also been announced that for Pro Wrestling Revolver at Unreal, Thursday, November 16th, she will be in attendance. Marina Shafir will also be. So will Swerve Strickland, Alex Shelley, Speedball, Mike Bailey, John Moxley. I mean, Ronda Rousey hitting the indies?
I thought she retired because she posted that quote on Instagram about retirement as the caption. I was like, oh, what a career right. then.
Maybe
I thought so too.
Maybe she just retired from WWE. Look, if she all proceeds from the money she's making is going to a charity, so that's nice. Hey, man, maybe she can just go out there and have a nice little indie run. I'm down.
She's already a real wrestler coming back from retirement.
True.
Just love to see it.
I'm down to see it.
I mean, you know, Ronda gets a lot of flack, rightfully so at times, but, you know, she does have a passion for wrestling and, you know, a lot of her, or at least Marina Shafir, and I forget, you know, if the other four horsewomen are kind of doing anything indie-wise, but it's cool to see.
Shafir and Rousey, Shayna's...
Oh, I guess, obviously, Shayna Baszler's, you know, doing her thing, but Jessamyn Duke, I don't know what she's doing.
She was the APW Women's Champion. Let's not forget. Shayna did the...
Still.
Shayna did the indies. And then what, Jessica, was it Duke or whatever?
Jessamyn Duke.
Jessamyn Duke, yeah, I don't know what she's doing. We'll see. Lola Vice wins the NXT Women's Breakout Tournament. Congratulations to her. Valerie Laredo, the former fighter. We'll wait to see what comes of that. Halloween Havoc, I mean, the Creed Brothers putting on another fantastic match a day after what they did with Alpha Academy, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Trick Williams, you know, coming back, and Carmelo looking like he saw a ghost, and, you know, Ilya retaining the title. Just good stuff all around. Von Wagner coming back when Braun Breaker was about to kill somebody else or attempt another murder, you know. Yeah.
Nice to see they're able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Good, good.
After he just got Gallaghered on national television.
Good stuff, man. You know, and then what, Baron Corbin attacked Ilya, so he's trying to go after the NXT title. Wouldn't hate if Baron Corbin just beat Ilya for the championship. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't hate that at all. Oh, yeah. Good stuff from NXT Halloween Havoc. Anybody else see Halloween Havoc?
I watched Carmelo and Ilya's match because they put the full match up on YouTube. And, man, I'm never disappointed. Like, the rare times that I watch NXT, I'm always impressed.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels, HBK, is doing a great job down there. I love it. I was hitting the fan mail. Let's hit the fan mail. Do we have any fan mail? That's actually a really good question.
Of course, we have millions of fans. Millions and billions.
Stop.
We got as much fan mail as Santa Claus.
Well, ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's November 1st.
Mariah Carey has risen from her cave.
Oh.
They thawed her out from the ice cube.
No, not the ice cube.
It's too early.
No, it's Christmas time.
It's too early.
I want a lot for Christmas.
To be fair, at my last job, they had the Christmas stuff out 2 weeks before Halloween. It was so stressful.
That's weird. All right,
I bought Christmas lights like this weekend, just because it was on sale at Target.
Hootie Hoo 420.
Hootie Hoo.
Mates, who do you think the final four in the Rumble will be next year? I'm going to go with Cody, Finn, Jey Uso, and Gunther. Cody, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and LA Knight. All have been in big spots. I'm predicting the loss already for LA Knight. I'm sorry. But could you imagine? All have been in big spots against Roman Reigns the year prior. All had the opportunity to take that title away from him. And then the final four, they all want that opportunity. Cody, it's another chance to finish the story. Jay, you know, he pinned him once. He believes he can do it again. Sammy wants to right the wrong that happened in Montreal. And then LA Knight, he just, you know, he wants to be catapulted to really be the megastar. Could you see that? I see it.
Yeah, I could see either Sammy or LA Knight winning the Royal Rumble. I've just been on the LA Knight winning the Royal Rumble train this past year.
I'm
yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're going to go with Cody winning it again if they are going to go Cody and Roman. So I'm kind of in the same boat that I think it's going to be somebody else to face the Raw champion, whether Drew is holding at that point or Seth's still holding it. I don't know. But, you know, Cody, I think, probably is a lock just because people assume he'll be at WrestleMania facing Roman. Maybe like Ilya Dragunov or Carmelo Hayes, you know, they make a run, they eliminate Gunther or something, and they make it to the final four. Maybe who knows if Damian Priest is the champion at that point? I don't know. Maybe Dominic Mysterio just weasels his way through. That'd be hilarious.
Dominic Mysterio? What? Hey, I wouldn't hate it.
I'm going to say the boos that would, they would boo the roof off that place won the Royal Rumble.
Can we make him a baby face by the Royal Rumble?
He's doing so well as a heel. Let's keep him on this run.
No, but you know what they say. When it's white hot, you kill it. That's what they did with the original DX run. When it was white hot, they killed it.
I mean, his heel run just grew on me. Like, I just was convinced with his Halloween Havoc match.
We'll see.
Maybe Dragon Lee. Beginning. They've been doing a lot with Dragon Lee for some reason. Well, not some reason. Very talented, but it's kind of coming out of nowhere right now.
Three-time King of the Ring, or King of Indies winner. In Brightest Day X, the Hall of Famer.
Mr. X.
Do you think we'll see Halloween Havoc become a main roster pay-per-view? That's right. I said it again. I don't think so, man. I think NXT is doing a great job with Halloween Havoc and like the retired pay-per-views like No Mercy and In Your House and things like that. I think it's going to be cool for them. Yeah. I think NXT can keep that.
Yeah, I mean, NXT's kind of held on to those WCW names. So, and Halloween Havoc is a fine concept for an NXT show to get 2 weeks of television. They have, you know, they set it up, they do their spooky stuff for better or for worse, and they kind of found their own group at that. So I don't think it would come up to the main roster.
All right. Could we see Brock Anderson make his way over to WWE after reports that he's left AEW? You never know. You never know, man. I mean, whenever they have another tryout or something, you never know. You never know. On SmackDown, the main contenders for EO's WWE Women's title seem clear. However, on Raw, how do you see who do you see as the main contender for Rhea's world title? I think they're just doing this so they can get to Nia, the whole five-way. Get to Nia because, you know, she's been there, done that with Raquel. Or, you know, Zoe Stark might come out of nowhere. Surprises.
I doubt it. Ever since she broke up with Trish Stratus, Trish Stratus broke up with her. It's just been down.
Well, no, her and Shayna Baszler. She broke up with Trish Stratus. She turned on her.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would really like to see Shayna Baszler be the next contender.
But if she gets back in there, Shayna needs to. Can we?
They did the whole thing of right after Shayna beat Ronda, she was like, "I'm coming for you, Rhea," and they just completely dropped that.
Can we get back to when she was a killer? Like when she was choking out Kairi Sane and Ember Moon and all that.
Yeah, they would have to rebuild.
I see it's similar to Shinsuke. It's like you can't put that genie back in the bottle at this point.
Why not?
It's been so long, and they've tried so many times.
Lightning can strike twice. Lightning can strike twice. All right, that's it for the fan mail. Let's get into a Raw. Sami Zayn cut a great promo. The passion for Zayn, you know, he says he's a main eventer. Thought that was great. Cody's promo after, you know, giving it to JD McDonagh. Talking about how he's back on track to finish his story. And it starts with running through Senior Money in the Bank. Good stuff. Good stuff by both of these gentlemen. I was very impressed. Katie.
No, yeah, it was a really good promo. I had a lot of fun watching it. I don't have a lot of notes that other than what you've just said.
Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good fiery promo from Sami Zayn, kind of showcases why he could or still can be a great babyface, underdog babyface. I mean, the words itself kind of like rang hollow a little bit, like with the Judgment Day, just because it's been so repetitive and just like, okay, we're going to just beat this into the ground. Just keep going. Sammy versus Judgment Day and Judgment Day versus everybody. It's just like, okay, we're going to
keep going.
They run the show. I get it, but.
No, you don't.
I know.
You wouldn't be complaining if you got it. I get it. I'm not complaining.
Well, I mean, when we're sitting here like in mid-February and we're still getting like Sami Zayn versus Damian Priest.
Well, we're not in mid-February. We're in November.
Well, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, no. Christmas isn't here yet. You forgot about Gobble Gobble and Veterans Day. Come on now. Marley, what are your thoughts on the promos from Cody Luther Kang and Sami Zayn?
Sami's, I had to rewatch like a couple times because I was like, wow. He's spitting, but like I really felt the passion behind his promo. And Cody, I feel like Cody's promo was like a little repetitive. I feel like Cody does the same promo every time, but at least it made me a little excited because there it seems like they're going to utilize Damian instead of having him carry around that briefcase. Bro, gave him something to do.
What if Drew wins and gets cashed in on, bro? That would make him even more mad. I'll just piss off Drew McIntyre.
They probably would do that.
Yeah, Cody, his promo. I mean, Cody's promos always come off as if he's campaigning for public office, and you know I like that. It's a different style of promo. It's not
being like a politician is a great idea.
I mean, he does dress the part.
Yeah,
he always, definitely does.
I mean, I've always wondered, like, why would you waste a good suit?
Not all politicians are bad. I mean, stop that.
There's like 99% of them.
I mean,
the 1% is Cody Rhodes.
The 1% is Cody Rhodes, and he's, you know, he's WWE's Obama. He's gonna walk out there with a tan suit. That's all people are gonna be talking about on the dirt sheets. Like the one time Obama wore a tan suit to give a speech.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's great. I wanna run for public office one day. You know, I'm gonna follow in Cody's footsteps. I love it. Moving on from that, Miz TV. Miz getting a little babyface action here. You know, going up against Gunther, talking about all his accomplishments, talking about how he made the IC title relevant. And he wants to do it again.
Ooh.
This I didn't see this coming. I like that. I like that.
Miz, yeah, did kind of just come out of nowhere. But it's just another person just for Gunther to beat. They probably don't want to sacrifice anybody too crazy.
I mean, so. But it still adds credibility to Gunther. I mean, no, Miz is one of the very.
I don't think Gunther is getting that much from beating the Miz at this point.
Miz is one of the very few people that can lose, and he still maintains the spot. You know, I mean, you beat Miz. You know, you beat the former world champion, the Grand Slam champ, all the things that Miz talks about and all these other things. Yeah. I don't know who's going to beat Gunther. That's a conversation we could have. Who's gonna beat Gunther? Like, who's...
Ilya Dragunov. The man has his number.
I was going to say Ludwig Kaiser. I could see that happening.
Ludwig Kaiser. The
implosion of Imperium.
They do a triple threat at Mania for the Intercontinental Championship. And then Giovanni Vinci shocks the world and goes back to Fabian Aichner and has a nice little 3-month run as IC champ. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, if that's the plan, maybe he shouldn't be losing every single Imperium tag match at this point.
Hey, bro.
He's clearly been defined as a third guy.
Hey, bro. Dolph Ziggler lost on TV for 2 years straight. Won the world title. I don't want to hear nothing. Moving on, the Creed brothers defeat.
And where is he now?
Okay, you didn't have to. You didn't have to.
No, I'm sorry. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story. I forgot.
You didn't have to go there.
Sorry.
That was actually uncalled for.
I'm sorry. I
started. No, you see, you do this on your little.
I know Ziggler's your boy. I know Ziggler's your boy.
Do this on your little curveballs and chair shots podcast. You're gonna get muted. Don't ever talk over me again. Yeah. You just run your mouth. You don't listen. You don't listen. You don't care about stories. What is up with you, man? What is wrong with you? You don't care about statistics. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with you, man. You have permission to speak now.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Antoine.
Yes. God.
I got nothing to say. I'm speechless.
Okay. Yes.
You just ran me to the ground. You just eviscerated me at the debate.
Stop talking now. The Creed brothers defeat Alpha Academy. Great match. Loved it. Loved it. This is what I like to see.
Now that match was amazing.
Bro, I'm trying to see FTR versus the Creed Brothers. Can the Usos, whenever the Usos get back together, can we see them versus the Creed Brothers?
Maybe. I mean, I like the Creed Brothers. I think Julius or Brutus. Brutus probably has maybe a little bit more upside, even though Julius is kind of the prettier one. And they
you know which one is which?
Yeah, Julius is the prettier one, you know, and then Brutus is the little, he's a little beefier boy. I know which one's which. I can't describe them because they're brothers and they look pretty similar, but, you know, yeah, I know which one's which. Brutus did the cannonball at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I pay attention.
The Usos
now, could
have
I not,
different haircuts
now, could I barely
get them confused?
Could I not tell the Usos apart for like years? But we don't even talk about that.
I don't see how. It's very easy.
I said for years. We're good now.
No. I like,
but anyways, tag
I like
team.
To bring up old shit.
Sorry, I don't want to talk over you again, Philip.
Yeah, so
but
stop.
Tag team division. Lacking some depth at this point, I think bringing the Creed Brothers up. We got DIY doing their thing currently. Much needed for the tag team division right now. So hopefully they keep the Creed Brothers relatively strong. They do something with them.
Yep. DIY defeats Imperium.
As DIY? I said, they're established in the pecking order of Imperium.
DIY versus Creed Brothers?
Concept.
Now we're cooking. Now we're thinking about something here. For a number one contendership, 2 out of 3 falls match. Yeah. That's something I'd like to see. It was a trick or treat fight. Natty was a bunny.
Yeah, she was a bunny, and then Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Yes, and Piper Niven were Brett and help names. Can't name today.
No, we'll wait.
Jim.
Yes, old Jim.
Bro.
Thank you.
The fact that she
good
looked just like her dad, I was like, whoa.
Dude, right? Whoa. Oh, my God.
I was like, wait a second.
Vince allegedly isn't in power anymore. Can we stop with these? Please.
Why?
I think they're fun.
They're for the people.
I love the candy corn kendo stick.
They're for the people in-house. Okay? They're for the people in-house, and the kids there. It's sports entertainment, Brandon. Entertainment.
And like, family show.
Thank you. Candy corn thumbtack idea, instead of thumbtacks, it was candy corn. I love that. I think that's fun.
Brandon doesn't understand entertainment and the entertainment value.
Well, I like entertainment that's entertaining.
Well, it's entertaining for the children in attendance, so bah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
And it's entertaining for me. I must be a child.
Marley, were you entertained?
I was entertained. I was very entertained. It was reminiscent of, I went to Hood Slam, and they did Applejacks as thumbtacks.
That's funny. You're out.
Did they do a spot where someone was hiding underneath the jack-o'-lantern, and then the person slips and falls backwards because they're so scared, and they accidentally on purpose put the pumpkin on their head and they take a bump?
No, but somebody ate the sweaty Apple Jacks and it was disgusting, apparently. I mean, I can see why not.
It's one time I saw Cody Rhodes versus Joey Ryan, and they did that spot, but with gummy bears, and Cody ate one.
Ah.
It's okay. I ate one too. We have that moment. We have that moment together. Yes. I guess we can turn it over to Brandon and talk about AEW.
I mean, we don't have to.
I don't think you can handle this.
I mean, we got another person. This is a 4-person show. Oh, this is a lot of stress, a lot of power.
Yeah, you're not ready for the big leagues.
The level of responsibility
I
that has just been handed.
I'm shaking in my boots right now.
You don't wear boots. Stop it. Orange Cassidy.
Crocs are. I'm shaking.
Are you
my
cutting
Crocs
me off
right
again?
Now.
Oh my god! Orange Cassidy defeats.
Sorry, Daddy.
Orange Cassidy defeats Claudio Castagnoli to retain the international championship. And Moxley attacks.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. Cassidy scrapes by the skin of his teeth like he's been doing, and then Moxley comes and attacks him.
That's getting old. We need to do something new.
And then he cuts a backstage promo later on in the show, and it looks as though we're getting Moxley and OC at Full Gear for the international championship. Running it back, obviously the Moxley injury has kind of derailed everything. I don't know if they're just going to put the title back on Moxley and then do what they were going to do. Maybe. Wouldn't be shocked, but should be a fun match. Sprinkled throughout the show, MJF tries to find friends because he needs to find, three people to be his tag team partners. And Max Caster is just looking like an idiot.
One of his friends just left a company. And then what if they bring back the Dynasty? That's something you do. That's something you do. Bring in Hammerstone, bring in Richard Holiday, and that's what you do. Bring in the Dynasty from from MLW. That's what you do. Yeah.
I did not like these segments throughout the show. I mean, MJF was okay, but just the Acclaim stuff was so dumb.
Just completely bypass my idea. No, right? Wow, not even.
Well, I was gonna wrap it back around and say, but I did like how Wardlow just intervened randomly and attacked him. Maybe if he doesn't have that many friends, he gets Hammerstone, big boy for big boy, and we can go down that road. There you go. Great idea, Philip.
You should have acknowledged my idea was great sooner. You shouldn't have wrapped it around. You took too long.
I'm sorry, Philip doesn't like the wrap around.
Yeah, you've been here 6 years, man. Come on. You should know how this works by now. Marley, have you seen any of this AEW nonsense?
Actually, this week.
Here, let's get – what are your thoughts on AEW's current product? Let's have a conversation.
I feel like the lady on that judge show where she was just Yeah, AEW, it's interesting. Like, I watch every now and then. I feel like I'm getting the same thing every week. I really have to criticize the women's division, much like everybody else, because I think I see the same five women every week when there's, like, a whole roster of women that could be intermingling with these same five women. It's just repetitive. And, like, every once in a while, there will be, like, Tony Khan did something good, but it just kind of flatlines after that one good thing.
And another thing, like Tony Khan and these special announcements, brother.
I was building up to that. It was a very important announcement.
Okay, I did see what his special announcement was. I thought there
everybody,
was going to be more.
Everybody settle down. Sit down. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So look, you don't have to announce that tickets are going on sale. You can just put that out. I mean, your AEW Twitter tweets all that stuff out too many times. I get all those notifications multiple times a day. Like I was gonna say that
could have been a tweet.
Yeah, like you took up TV time. You took up TV time from wrestlers who could have had matches to get over on TV and in front of your crowd to announce this. Like, come on.
It feels like a lot of the announcements that Tony Khan tends to make are very much akin to the "this could have been an email" meme.
Yeah.
And as someone who works in corporate, I deal with that all the time. So it's just tedious and ridiculous at this point.
Even when I've gone to AEW in person, sometimes I think one time Tony came out and I was standing there like, this really could have been an email or a tweet.
Yes, he does the "hey everybody, we've got a great show for you tonight." Yeah, this the
I love San Francisco, historic city. Great to be here in the Cow Palace. Great time. Love you guys all.
A lot of great histories happened here. We're going to make more history tonight with AEW. Yeah, you're in it, brother. Brother, this eight-man.
Stay tuned for Rampage.
Brother, this
20 ROH tag match.
Brother, this eight-man random tag match that you had on Rampage is going to make history in this building. Are you kidding me? What? What?
You can make history for being repetitive. The most repetitive booker.
You know what? Tony Khan might be the most repetitive booker of all time. And that's saying something, because we've seen some things. Yeah. In the history of this industry, things have happened. Oh, God.
Tony Khan's a pretty good matchmaker. Not a great booker / promoter.
I'm saying, man, something changed. Whoever was really booking this stuff left, and then Tony Khan had to actually book it. Once Cody walked out that door,
there was a shift.
Yeah, there was a shift. Tony Khan had to deal with the real smoke and mirrors. Hello.
We talked about this last week. Once, CM Punk ate those muffins, it was over.
In that backstage interview. It declined. It was a slow decline. That may have.
Well, I mean, there was a increase after CM Punk debuted, so technically there was not a slow decline.
No, I'll say once Cody left, there was a slow decline. Yeah. Anyway, I'll handle it from here. You're not doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm just a jabroni who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Exactly. God forbid I might say something positive about AEW this show, but I probably won't.
All right. Mogul Embassy defeats the Hung Bucks. They've got to stop calling themselves that. There are kids at these shows, man.
No one does call them that, but I call them that.
We can't be happy.
It's more efficient than saying, the Elite, but not the original Elite. It's the Young Bucks slash the Elite. Hangman Adam Page. But there's different incarnations of the Elite.
No, brother, if it's Nash, Hall, and six, it's still the NWO. All right? Stop.
And the Hung Bucks is objectively a better name than the Elite.
Yeah, So they won this. Okay, why are the Ring of Honor tag titles? Look, that's another problem. Ring of Honor championships should only be defended on Ring of Honor product.
Oh, that's what I've been saying about MJF holding the tag team titles with Adam Cole out with an injury. Relinquish? Is that an option?
Yeah, but do they still do the interim thing? Normally, there would be interim Ring of Honor tag champs, and then when Adam Cole comes back, we'd have a fight for the undisputed Ring of Honor tag team titles. Oh, God.
Nah, MJF's just going to beat everybody in a one-on-two handicap match.
So Adam Copeland is going to tag with Sting and Darby in Full Gear.
You completely missed the end story where the Young Bucks threw a little temper tantrum, and now they're probably turning heel because they're being little babies.
Again? It's our second heel.
Yep. That's another thing in AEW. Everyone's just turning back and forth too many goddamn times.
Well, Big Show works back there, so you know.
Which we saw Big Show today.
Shut up, Paul White.
Sorry, we didn't see Big Show. We saw Paul White.
Yeah, no more BS.
No BS.
So Edge, Adam Copeland is going to tag with Sting and Darby. That's great. I still don't believe they should have interacted with each other. It's just my personal opinion.
But they both have neck issues, so they are best friends, apparently.
Christian and Edge?
That's what Adam Cole said, that him and Sting are best buds because it got messed up necks.
Well, no, I saw that part of the thing, and it pains me that he can't run to both sides of the arena. That pains me. It hurts me.
Well, yeah, he can't because of... It's not that he physically can't. It's just he can't because no one's over there.
I need to run smaller venues, bro. Like, there's no shame in that. Like, Impact is doing great right now. There's no shame.
Are they doing great?
Yes.
What is doing great for Impact?
They're selling out the buildings they run. What are you...
There's... Okay, but... They're selling out even what AEW's doing. They're selling a third of what AEW's doing.
The point is, don't run an arena that has thousands of seats that you can't fill. Be realistic, with your product right now. just run a reasonable sized building, sell it out to the capacity that of tickets you have on sale, and call it a home run and a win. Like, there's no shame in that. There's literally no shame in that. I know I talk my mess about this company and Tony Khan. You know, it's kind of become my thing on this show. But I want them to win, bro. There's great talent there. I want them to succeed. I do. I really do. Yeah.
Let Philip book the towns. He'll book all the minor league hockey arenas in the country.
I'm just saying, bro. Just do it, man. Just try it, man. Like, you'll see a difference, you know?
I just think the thing is they should cancel Collision, but then, you know, television overlords.
Tell me, Collision. No, Collision was good until, you know, he got rid of Phil.
So just the point is they're running so many shows. There's only so many cities, so many arenas.
Well, get rid of Rampage. Get rid of that.
I was just about.
But Rampage is Dynamite.
And Dynamite is Collision because all the same people are on the show.
Exactly. But just in terms of shows, actual in-building shows, Rampage is Dynamite. So
like, what is the Rampage doesn't do anything. Like, what? It doesn't need to be there.
That's where everyone who is going to face for the ROH tag titles or whatever, you know, get their wins up or something.
Do they even still have a ranking system?
I don't know. It's been gone forever. Yeah. It's been gone forever.
Wow, what happened to that?
I want to hop on one of these media calls and ask, like, brother, what happened to this ranking system?
Because a ranking system in wrestling is a terrible idea because you have to uphold that. You have to adhere to that.
Okay, then he shouldn't have done it in the first place.
I agree. Instead of, I'm more on the thing of him saying this is going to be a sports-centered, sports-like league. And we didn't exactly get that. Or, you know, maybe wrestlers getting health insurance and benefits and stuff that the other company doesn't do. But we're not going to talk about that. See, Phil, I'm turning to you right now. I'm just burying AEW.
That's when you know they're doing crap. Whoa. I have constructive criticism. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry.
Omega and Jerry, you're talking over me again.
I'll mute myself.
Marley, good help is so hard to find these days. I'm telling you.
You know.
I see why you do this alone. You know. You might be on something.
I mean, Katie's here.
Hey!
You're right, Katie is here. Oh, my God. I just got a message that just upset me very, very much.
What was the message?
I will not disclose on air, but Brandon, can you handle talking about, you know, the rest of Dynamite?
I mean, and there's only three more things to talk about, so I think I can do it.
I'll do it anyway. Omega and Jericho announced teammates for the street fight. Yeah. Great. Sheeta defeated Willow.
Who are those teammates, Philip?
I don't know, because I didn't watch this show.
Okay, but you're just going to run down the show. Got it.
Who are the teammates? Tell us.
Oh, well, that would be Kota Ibushi and the big white, the Paul White.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
same old. Didn't look great. He literally just stood there, and if we're going to have a street fight, that means he's probably going to walk around a lot.
Same old BS.
It's going to be a challenge.
Sheeta defeated Willow for the AEW Women's title. Okay, great.
We got the obligatory 925 Women's title match.
Yes. Bullet Club Gold defeated MJF and the Acclaimed. Great. Fantastic.
Oh, MJF found friends, it looked like.
Friends. Begrudgingly.
How many of us have them? Friends. Do you know that song, Brandon?
Yeah.
Are you not cultured enough? Speaking of friends, RIP to Matthew Perry, bruh. Speaking of friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
RIP to Matthew Perry. Chandler Bing.
Yeah, that was rough.
That one threw me off guard. I was sitting at Juicy's merch table at PCW Ultra. I'm scrolling through Instagram. I'm like, what? I was shocked. I
literally had just come home from Full Queer, refreshed Instagram. Beatrice posted the tribute. I was like, what do you mean, Matthew Perry? RIP. Why are those hashtags together?
Yeah. Man, like, I was someone who gave Friends a chance when I was in college because I was bored one day. It became one of my favorite shows, man. I've watched the whole series at least like 4 or 5 times. It's
wow.
It's great, man. I love
personally,
it.
Personally, in the TV wars between Friends and Seinfeld, I was more of a Seinfeld girl, but same. I did watch some Friends, and Chandler was my favorite.
Yes.
He was, him and Joey were my two faves. Everybody else like was like, y'all can just go climb a pole or something. I don't know. So hearing about Matthew Perry was rough.
Matthew, I mean, he's just his wit and his comedic timing. He's just his timing in general.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Stuff, man. It's going to be hard to watch Friends now, man. It's going to suck. It's going to suck. It really is. Brandon, did you watch Friends? No, you didn't.
Yeah, no. I'll be honest. I did not watch Friends. So
only people with Friends pieces, watch Friends.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only reason I'm here. Just so I can have some human interaction.
All right, brother. We're done with that. We've been running long. Crown Jewel, let's get into it. Marley, since you're here, we're gonna throw you in the predictions. So the way it works, whoever gets the most predictions right becomes the Bulletcast podcast champion.
Oh, wow. This is such a responsibility.
Hey,
an honor.
I know. Sponsorabilities. I know. Shout out Tommy Pickles. So
right.
Are you guys ready? Title is on the line. I'm a fighting champion, unlike Brandon, who would only do it every so often.
That's just not true, but okay.
Prove it. Play me some tape.
Would I complain every single week? Absolutely, but I still did it.
No, you just complained. We just didn't do it.
As this episode is a perfect example.
So anyway, we're gonna get into it. Sami Zayn versus JD McDonagh. I'm going Sami Zayn. I don't know about y'all. Marley.
Yeah, I have to go Sami. I feel like it's too soon to have JD win.
Agreed.
You know, they love Sami over there. It'd be a big pop.
Oh yeah. No, they're definitely gonna have Sami go over.
Katie, you're going with Sami?
Yeah.
Mr. Tangama?
I will go with Sami as well.
Wow, just copying everybody, James.
I know, I'm just so unoriginal. I'm a terrible person.
All right. The WWE United States Championship is being decided in Saudi Arabia. The Hall of Famer, Rey Mysterio, is going up against Logan Paul. I got Logan Paul taking the U.S. title off of Rey Mysterio.
I also have Logan Paul going for it.
All right.
I have to go Rey because I can't see Logan Paul showing up every week. Doesn't he have other things to do?
He's got a few things. He does.
That is true. It'd be interesting to have a part-time mid-card champion. That'd be fun.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Brandon.
I'll go with Logan Paul.
Oh, wow.
Brandon
likes to copy me. I've noticed that.
Just unoriginal. Terrible.
It's okay, man. You're a goofy goop.
Can't think
anyway,
of my own.
Moving on from that. The WWE Women's Championship. Io Sky is going up against the EST of WWE, baby. And Bianca Belair. Io. You know, because the last time Bianca was in Saudi Arabia, she lost to Asuka.
And she also just came back, too, so I don't see her see them putting a title on her right away.
Yeah.
So Io might have to retain this go-round.
Right.
But how much has Io really done apart from a few defenses? She hasn't been very active as a champion.
She's surrounded by Bayley and all that. No, keep going.
I don't know. I feel like maybe this is an opportunity to put the title on someone who will garner more interest.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm going with Bianca.
It's like they say, it's not the title that makes the person, it's the person that makes the title.
Yeah.
Brandon, who you got?
I agree with Katie that the EO's run as champion hasn't exactly felt all that great. Probably mainly because she just says, you know, Bayley and Dakota to back her up. So I will go with Io to win probably by some shenanigans. I mean, I don't know if Charlotte gets involved or if Charlotte's even going to be there. But, you know, Bayley will get involved or Dakota Kai will do something. Or it'll backfire. And then Io loses and I look like an idiot. And Katie was right.
We shall see. All right. Big match, John. The greatest of all time, John Cena. Yeah, Brandon. Goes up against the enforcer of the bloodline, Solo Sikoa. Does John Cena have what it takes? Can Big Match John get another big win under his belt in the streak? Or does Solo assert his dominance over Big Match John? I'm going with the franchise. I'm going with John Cena. John Cena for the win.
I am also going with John Cena.
No, it's John Cena.
John Cena, then. There you go.
Well, Philip, you'll be happy that I'm not copying you because I will go with Solo Sikoa to get the win.
Whoa.
What?
Don't.
Sorry. I can't. We can't change his name?
No.
Do you want
he's a thick boy like a tree trunk.
Do you want me to call up the Usos and have them come for you? Don't do that.
Sorry. Solo Sikoa. Sikoa. Solo Sikoa. Just Solo. We'll just have Solo get the win. John Cena is going to keep the losing train running.
You can't run segments on the show. You can't pronounce people's names. Marley, I'm sorry you had to witness this evening. I know you had better things to do with your time.
It's my first day out here.
You're so innocent. I love it.
No, I was the little Uzi Vert meme. It's only my third day out here.
Who you got? You got Cena or Solo?
This is like one of those matches that I think can go either way because John Cena really needs a win, and then like I could also see Solo Sikoa winning. I feel like just for the sake of the bloodline, I'm gonna go with Solo.
For sure.
Because they wouldn't send him out there just to lose.
But if he beats Cena, then because Cena's lost a lot. Like this is why it didn't work for Austin Theory because Cena had already lost a whole bunch of times previously. You have to
No, it didn't work for John Cena because John Cena didn't care.
Also, Saudi Arabia loves John Cena.
Oh, true. Yeah. Well, it could really go either way. That's why it's so like,
In order to transfer that energy, you have to have energy to transfer. Sure, John Cena's done all the things he's done. But, you know, recently he's lost a lot, so the energy is diminished. You have to build it back up. When Jay pinned Roman at Money in the Bank, why do you think it meant so much? Because Roman hasn't lost. You know, it's just one of the things. Whoever beats Gunther, they're going to get an energy transfer. The same like whoever takes the title off of Roman, they're going to get an energy transfer. It's the same thing. So we have to build up wins in order to transfer that energy. Now, Cena could win and Solo could beat him at a later date, sure.
But how do we know that later date it's going to happen?
Because John Cena is going to come back.
John Cena's never leaving us? He's going to stay here forever?
Do. So, Marley, you got Solo?
I got Solo.
Right on. This is a lot. Okay, here we go.
That's so many names.
It's a fatal five-way for the... it's not even the Raw Women's title. Fix that.
It's the women's heavyweight championship, the world's women's world title. I can't. There's.
It is the fatal five-way for the WWE women's world championship. You have Rhea Ripley defending against Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Raquel Rodriguez. I got Rhea retaining. Katie.
Rhea's gonna retain. There's no reason to take the belt off her yet.
Marley.
Rhea. I don't see anybody losing their titles until like Royal Rumble, WrestleMania season.
All right. Brennan.
This is my bet the house, bet the mortgage, bet everything you got responsibly, of course, on Rhea Ripley because she is not losing this match.
Oh. I was about to say, you won't bet on somebody else. All right. It's for the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Freakin.
Maybe a slight sprinkle on Nia Jax, but bet the house on Rhea Ripley.
Bet the house. Seth Freakin Rollins defends against Drew McIntyre. I got Drew McIntyre. It's time.
I'm a little mad you didn't. We didn't go over the segment on Raw. His little sit down interview. I thought it was fantastic, and then I thought Seth's response to it was fantastic. That being said, Drew McIntyre for the win and new.
I'm so torn on this. I'm so torn. Because why would they have him lose to Roman Reigns in Wales and then have him win and defeat Seth Rollins in Saudi Arabia?
Nobody's beating Roman Reigns for a long time.
But I mean, like, I don't know. This is the hard one for me.
Certain someone had to finish the story.
I think Rollins is going to retain.
Yeah, this is another, like, either-or situation. But I want to say Drew, because doesn't Seth have all those back issues that he was complaining about during his feud with Shinsuke?
I mean, he's been working with him for 4 years, so he...
That is true. But I'm all with Drew, but I also simultaneously feel like it's Seth just won the belt.
Wow, guys. So I'm the only one going for Seth?
Yeah, hey, you never know. That could be the deciding factor.
Y'all.
Like, it's really an either or situation.
So, Marley, you are going with Drew McIntyre. You're going with Drew.
Drew.
I noticed Brandon and I, we only differ on the Cena solo match. Whoa, that's good.
Great minds think alike.
I'm a great mind, and you're not thinking like me, brother. All right, Cody Rhodes. Something, Cody Rhodes goes up against Senior Money in the Bank. Damian Priest needs something. He needs a win. He needs a big win here. He's a tag champ, sure.
With that said,
he needs a big singles win. Cody can afford.
I think Rhodes is going to win.
Yeah, I was going to say Cody because I feel like Damian losing could set up some sort of cash in. Might be a failed cash in, but
it could be something. I agree. Yeah. Marley and I on the same page.
I'm going Cody because he's my friend. Brandon, what about you? You're gonna be the different factor, huh?
You know what? I will be the different factor. I kind of don't like how many heels I have winning right now, but screw it. Give me Damian Priest, and this sets up the War Games or whatever they're doing at some Survivor Series.
War Games.
We don't even know if Survivor or War Games is happening.
Probably won't, because at this point they have already released the tickets and stuff, and there's not room for two rings. So
it's just really fun to say War Games, guys.
War Games. There you go. All right, last up. It is for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship. Can LA Knight, do the unthinkable and end Roman's reign? Will the Tribal Chief lose, or will he continue to reign supreme? This family business. You know, it's all, you know, I got to pick Roman. Marlon.
Roman, because LA Knight can make it up at the Royal Rumble.
Katie.
Roman Reigns, of course.
Brandon. Now, remember, Brandon, you don't like how many heels you have winning. Remember that.
I know.
So, just like
how you said, there's an energy transfer by beating John Cena or by beating Roman Reigns to get built up. Roman, he's been a little, a little stale recently. He needs to beat LA Knight clean as a sheet, middle of the ring. No shenanigans. I know it's asking a lot for the bloodline and for Roman Reigns matches, but no shenanigans. Roman Reigns just beats LA Knight like nothing happened.
Wait,
not like a squash, but just straight.
You said you didn't like how many heels you had winning, so why would you pick Roman?
You yelled at me about being different, so I was going to originally pick Cody Rhodes. I was like, yeah, you know, it's screwing. I'll pick Damian Priest.
Well, you could be even more different.
So you bullied me, Philip.
You could be even more different and pick LA Knight. And then what if it happens and you wished you had?
Well, as someone with definitely not a gambling addiction, that has definitely never happened to me where I've, bet one side and it just happens when, it's the whole thing, but we're not gonna get into that right now.
Okay.
We've already gone long enough.
Sure. All right, I guess.
Why don't you pick LA Knight, Philip? You're so high and mighty about yourself. You're such a smarter person than I am. I'm the dumb picking Roman Reigns.
Because this is family business.
Stop
playing with me for real, man. Le suafa fatu. Stop playing with me, boy. All right, we're done with. We're done.
You know, I don't speak Spanish.
That was Samoan, my guy.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Superstar Spotlight. I'm giving it to everybody at UGWA. They killed it. They told some great stories, man. That I'm also going to throw it over to the Oasis Pro Showcase. You know, everybody that performed over there, they did well, you know, taking what they've learned and executing it in front of a live crowd, a paying crowd, paying to see wrestling. That was cool. Marley, who you want to give the superstar spotlight to?
I'm going to have to give it to Jordynne Cruz because
yes,
every time I've seen him, he has impressed me for real. Because I think I first saw him at West Coast Pro when they were in Sacramento. And I was like, what this guy's doing in the ring is absolutely insane. And then to like go from that to see him complete a 2-year story and beat Dave Dutra for the title when he just lost the Gatekeeper title to Nick Xander, like I feel like that was a bounce back.
Yes, major bounce. But Jordynne Cruz, longest reigning Gatekeeper champion, might add. 566 days. Impressive.
That part right there.
Impressive. Katie, who do you got? Who do you got? Who do you got? I'm also going to give my superstar spotlight to your mom and her chili.
She'll be happy to know that. I'm giving it to Graveyard Shift. Doc Atrocity is a god dang mastermind, and I can't wait to see just what sort of things are in store for Graveyard Shift.
A little salty because of the caution tape. That was his idea.
Brandon, do you...
Well, you know, everyone's going with indie stars and stuff like that. So, you know,
and you don't care about the indies, so what? So who are you going for?
Well, you know, I did go to one. So, you know, there was this one guy who really stood out to me. So, you know, I'll give a superstar spotlight to Sancho Demura. Great talent, you know, blue chip prospect.
How are you going to give it to somebody and mess up their name? Oh, my.
But we were to, I forget what his name is.
How? Oh my goodness.
And if we were to ever meet in a wrestling ring, I'd still beat his ass.
Oh, no. Sancho Demura, kick your ass blindfolded, brother. Don't even get it twisted. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Marley, thank you for coming on. Let the people know where they can find you.
Well, thank you for having me. You can find me on Twitter at TheHighWP. You can find me on Instagram at HighWrestlingPod. You can find me on YouTube, the High Wrestling Podcast. You can catch those vlogs. Got some UGWA. I got the vlog from UGWA dropping soon, and the vlog from Full Queers dropping soon. So I would subscribe.
All right, right on, right on. Yes. She does interviews as well. Speaking of interviews, interviewed Anton Voorhees. The link to the future, that interview is going to be dropping next week. Make sure you're on the lookout for that. We will be back to recap Crown Jewel sometime this weekend. Thank you guys so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous. Yes, sir. You know we got no time for no opponent, just a feeling. This is the time of the greats on everything that we say. You know we about getting paid. Every opinion of wrestler, you know we got the truth in it. Every time you know that we on, this is the movement. You know the Bullet Path Podcast been on. You know the time we on, the feeling. This is the time of dealing. We living life of everything that we feel. Let's move it right, West Coast. You know we moving on. Metaphor Messiah, microphone Messiah. You know the down to the wire. Mr. No Days Off, this is the feeling. Know what we dealing, let's get it on. Yeah, it's the Bullet Cast, microphone Messiah. Mr. No Days Off, it's the Bullet Cast, the microphone Messiah. Mr. No Days Off, it's the Bullet Cast, the microphone Messiah. Mr. No Days Off, it's the Bullet Cast, the microphone Messiah. Mr. No Days Off.
This has been the Bullet Cast. Thank you.